This is
PC Podcast,
the weird and wonderful bottom of the world.
It's PCP 724. My name is Pete Kogel, and this is, it's my 724th podcast, and it's my 17th year of podcasting. I'm starting 17 years today. I began at the end of January in 2006, which seems an awfully long time ago, and things have changed rather a lot since then, but some things haven't changed, some things haven't. The first of which is this great music. I hope you still enjoy the music that I play. That first track was by Knights of Mandala versus Suzanne Belauble, the track called Dune, Autre Planète. And that comes from the fantastic La Souterraine record label, which I do rather enjoy. And I loved her voice. That was really nice, especially nice in French. Don't know what she was singing, but I can imagine it's by June Desert Planet. Marvellous, absolutely marvellous. Now, one of the things I generally do at this time of year is that it'll have a little look at how well the podcast has been performing over the years. I've done this every year, and I have all the stats from the beginning all the way back to now, really. And it's quite interesting. It's quite interesting in some ways. It's quite saddening in some ways that overall, the number of podcasts episodes that are downloaded by people who listen to my show has gone up this year. It's gone up an awful lot in terms of the dub zone, which is always nice. Amazingly, it's gone up an awful lot in terms of the dubstep zone, which is a podcast I shut down a heck of a long time ago. But there you go. It just is one of those things. Obviously, dubstep is back in again, and people are finding the show and playing stuff. I don't know. I'm not quite sure, but it's kind of interesting. But as I said, PCP is not so much. PCP is tending to be a sort of a less listened to show. In fact, if I look at the numbers, it only goes down in 2016 as the only year that's sort of less than where we are at the moment, which is not hardly surprising because, I mean, between 2015 and 2016, I did give up for a little bit. But it's one of those things. I mean, there's an awful lot more podcasts out there. There's an awful lot more to choose from. When I started, there was, you know, literally no other podcasts apart from the independents like myself and Rowley and Peter Clitheroe putting stuff around. Now there's so many podcasts to listen to and lots of different types of music, and you can never really tell what is going to happen next. So quite a different world, as it were. But the nice thing is, as Peter Clitheroe often says to me, is that it's nice to have just a bunch of people that you know that will listen. And I know that there are a bunch of you that listen on a regular basis. Quite a few of you will tweet about it or mention it on Facebook or Instagram or like it. And I hope that you do actually enjoy the podcasts. And the way I look at it is, it's a bit like sort of the old days when I used to listen to music with my friends. We used to go around to each other's houses, bringing our latest album, which we were about to treasure, and we'd sit there, you know, quite earnestly listening to the various albums that we bought and comparing them, and, you know, arguing with each other as to who was the best keyboard player or who was the best guitarist. I remember going round to one mate of mine's and having his mother's chocolate cake, which is rather excellent. My mother never used to make chocolate cake. We had lots of other cakes, but never made chocolate cake. And his mother's chocolate cake was absolutely marvellous. So it was always worth going round there for that. We always had always try to get the best possible quality of sound, and we always had a really good time. And that was that sort of intimacy that I think I would like to sort of continue. So I hope you are listening to the show in a warm environment. It's very cold here in the UK at the moment, so I've got the fire on, as you can hear in the background. And I just think, you know, sit down, have a listen to some great music, and we can talk about it afterwards. You can drop me a line, of course, at pete.cogle@gmail.com. Tell me what you think. Anything you'd like me to do that's different on the show, then do let me know. You know, it's, as I said, I've done this for 16 years. This is my 17th year of podcasting. Maybe it's worth a change. I don't know. Let's go on now with another track in music. This is by Eugen Blackrock, and the track is called Pedestal.
Every pedestal crumbles and decays like all matter does. When expectation is a prison with nowhere to run, I refuse to be fettered up. Cold as a hired gun, blaze in the morning like a rising sun. Whether or not I fit the existing image, it's all nines and sixes. Who defines your blueprint of what success is? This is alchemy in practice, elemental, galactic. Tracing these puzzle pieces from Jigsaw to Jurassic, connecting dots till heads explode. Rhyme and color code, spit kaleidoscope, psychedelic flow, the crowd's faceless. I'm third round with a crane kick, that's basic, I'm phasing. Aiming at a point or time and space rift. So pardon my vernacular, the mysteries of science form a large part of my character. Hypnotized with written styles, shining on scavengers, hit jugular. Blood clots call me Count Blackula.
Build me up, don't break me down. Said you could build me up, not break me down. Said you could build me up,
Now break me down, don't break me down. Build me up, don't break me down. Said you could build me up, not break me down. Said you could build me up, not break me down. Don't break me down. I've seen them around the way. They claim they're unfazed. When it's time to speak truth, they just fail to conversate. The comfort of denial is the bane of our existence. And money can buy a lot, but not an exit from the system. There's no ending to the mission. No ears willing to listen. You're just singing to the death your most heartfelt admissions. This rat race has no finish lines. Only souls diminish. Enemies within, they just can't quit competing. Make you a slave to the feeling. This game's got a lot of chains to break before you blast through glass ceilings. I seen him, captain, oh my captain, I believed him. Circles small like nanobots, clicks I never joined, I had to beat him. Knowing if I loosen my grip, I'd watch reality slip out of my hands. I'd rather burn my own spaceship. Float belly up when the stern dips, morph from a rock into dust when that wave hits. So you could build me up, not break me down. Said you could build me up, not break me down. Said you could build me up, not break me down, don't break me down. Build me up, don't break me down. Said you could build me up, not break me down. Said you could build me up, not break me down, don't break me down. Build me up, don't break me down. Said you could build me up, not break me down. Said you could build me up, not break me down, don't break me down.
First you think, hello, this is a bit weird, but slowly, very slowly, it grows on you. You watch.
So two more great tracks there for you. The first of which was by Jürgen Blackrock. That's B-L-A-K-R-O-K. The track was called Pedestal. And that comes from IOT Records. I haven't played anything from there for a while. And then after that we had Abu Amma. And the track was called The Impossibility of Holy and War. And that was the Zygontific Eclipse version from an album called Totem, and that's on the Mahorka record label, which I always love. Absolutely marvellous stuff. So, let's move on, shall we? This is, I played something from this band towards the end of last year, and I played something new this year. This is Achtung, the Ghetto Lioness, from the Dubophonic record label by the Roadblock Dub Collective.
The award-winning PC podcast.
Thank you.
So two more tracks there for you. The last of which was by Eternal Kander. Kando is K-A-N-D-E-R. And that was a track called Secret Chords, which comes from the Free Illegal record label. And then before that, we heard the Roadblock Dub Collective with Achtung, Ghetto Lioness, which comes to us from their album Sumawana Dub. And that comes from Dubophonic Records, always worth listening to. Right, I'm going to move on now with two more tracks. The first of which is by Gas No Light. And the track is called Seems to Be the Problem.
So I went out and bought some
PC Podcast,
having tried loads of others, and it was the only one that worked.
more tracks for you. The last of which was by Luxor. And that comes from an album called Black Book. And that comes from a... no, I guess the track's called Black Book, silly me. The album was called Christmas at Welter 05. And that was Welter Records, which is somewhere I've only just discovered, but rather enjoy. And then before that, we heard Gas No Light with a track called Seems to Be the Problem. And that comes from an album called Party Chill, which I picked up at Bandcamp. Rather nice. Right, next is a bit of a mashup, actually. It's by The Guts. It's a track called Funkier Than a Mosquito's Tweeter. And it features none other than Nina Simone.
Yeah. Smith works for the Nettlefield Corporation. Her boss, Harry Nettlefield Jr. For 5 years, Molly has been in love with Harry, but Harry has never looked at her. That is, until Molly met
PC Podcast.
The effect is dynamite. We'll be right back.
that was nice. That was Phale, P-H-A-E-L-E-H, from an album called 140. The track was called Natural Feeling, and I picked that up at Bandcamp, which is rather nice. And then after that, sorry, before that, rather, we had Tha Guts from a record label called DSR PTV Records. Not quite sure what that's all about, really, but the track was called Funkier Than a Mosquito's Tweeter, the drum and bass edit, featuring Nina Simone, of course, and I hope you rather enjoyed that mashup, rather nice. So two very nice pieces of music there, and we're going to go on now with something from the Anybody Universe record label, never heard this one before, from an album called Verrückte Reise. This is Chaos Overdose by Indian Junglist.
Chaos,
So that was Indian Junglist and a track called Chaos Overdose on the Anybody Universe record label, which is a new one to me, from an album called Verruchte Reise, obviously in German. So interesting track. I think there's something of that background bit that they used in the sampling that I might have heard before. It sounds so familiar. Sounds very familiar indeed. Right, two tracks in the mix now. The first is from the Space Lunch record label, or Splunch, as they pronounce it, or write it down. This is from the Best of Splunch 2021. The artist is called Mike Schommer. Yes, S-C-H-O-M-M-E-R. And the track is called The Huron Lady. So two more tracks there for you. The first of which, as I mentioned, was Mike Schommer with the Huron Lady from Space Lunch. And then after that, we had Ignacio Tardieu, with a track called Basic 003, which comes from his album Frozen Orange. He had a few albums out, Frozen Yellow, Frozen Orange. And that was from Insectorama, so they're specialists in dub tech, which of course was, that's what you might call that type of music. So very relaxed. I hope you enjoyed it. It's last track time, so I'm going to go off with something from Carvey Collective Records. This is from an album called Ringworld. The artist is called The Oracle Model, and the track is called Crying Dream. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope if you're new to the show, you'll come back next week. I hope if you're old to the show, you'll keep listening. It's nice to have some new listeners. I'm not expecting too much this year in terms of continuing listeners, but as I said at the start, it's nice to have you aboard. Sit down in a comfy chair and have a listen. And I'll see you next week. See you soon, folks.